This is Opes and Dreams, a podcast about life's humbling moments and how two besties navigate them through humor and shared experiences. Hosted by Karen Wall and Kylie Parsons. Hello and welcome to season two, episode two. Hi, where we are recording in Kylie's backyard again. Got an ope for you today on this episode. We recorded last week, and then when I was editing, I discovered that my mic at some point turned off by probably my big fat thumb. So here we are again, having a mulligan on episode two. How you doing today?
Doing great. Nothing I love more than a re-record, you know.
Last minute re-records is what we're all about. Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
now we're post Boogie Down.
So I guess we get to talk about that. Boogie Down is a music festival hosted by our dear friends Armchair Boogie, hosted at Driftless Music Gardens out in Yuba, Wisconsin, and we just spent the last 5 days there. And today's supposed to be our day of not this, but...
Right. Rest schmest.
Who needs it?
Not this cicada.
Not that one. Or the jets. Or the dogs walking by.
I wonder if the jet fuel is going to be a theme for the season, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we can incorporate jets in every episode.
Sponsored by Madison Jets.
Nice.
You guys want to sponsor us?
We'll take it.
One, we don't like you, though. That's right. Just one thing. So if you can deal with that, then we'll take your money. Sponsored by Madison Fighter Jets.
Right? Ew. Ew. Sounds awful. I don't even want to say it.
Yeah.
I'd rather be sponsored by, a leaf blowing company, looking at these leaves in my deck.
But they're pretty in their fall.
They are. I intentionally didn't blow them all away.
It's free fall aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. It's free decor.
You don't even have to go to the bigoted Hobby Lobby in order to get your Halloween decorations.
I didn't have to pay for these leaves.
Go outside.
Isn't that nice for our viewers who can see that? I just tossed leaves in the air and it was cute.
So nice. So jumping right in. Top five Boogie Down moments.
Oh, man. So let's see. Having Devere tag along with me. Devere is my 7-year-old kiddo. He is at the age where it's really fun to bring him around when I do my tasking with hospitality. I'm the point of contact for the talent that comes to Driftless Music Gardens. So I help with giving them their snacks and their drinks and payment.
They love that part.
They do. So that was really fun getting to see all of those interactions. Gosh, what else was there? Augie planting the tree. Augie from Armchair Boogie.
That was my top moment.
Oh,
well, I was there.
Well, still, it was cool. I love that he does that.
It was very cool.
Gosh, let's see. It's a blur for me. I don't know. You go. I'll think of some after you go.
Now I got to think too. Lindsay Liu.
Yeah.
Was a top moment. She is such a darling. She's the sweet as can be. And we got to meet her sweet new baby, Bart.
Yeah.
And that was really nice. He's precious. And you can tell that she was always made to be a mom. Just the way she was on stage, the nanny brought her son out and kind of walked in front of her. And just seeing the glow on her face was everything. That was really, really sweet.
It was.
Augie planting the tree. Every year they dedicate a tree. Mm-hmm. And that was really, really, that was just a special moment. This year they dedicated it to one of the newest baby, or one of the newest Boogie fans and babies, Owsley. So that was precious. And what else did I like? The food. Food. They have the best food trucks. Shout out to Pigpen in Nisita, Wisconsin. For just taking such good care of us all weekend. They're just the nicest people. Every single vendor there Like, they're just the nicest people, and they're caring, and they're just really, really, really good at they do. Let Shine kept me alive this weekend, as usual. Right. Left Shine Coffee House out of Hillsboro. They are probably, I will say this, I love coffee, and I've been to millions of coffee shops around the United States, and maybe not millions, that's a lot, but in Madison, and they are by far, bar none, my favorite coffee shop I've ever been to. Just everything about them, the vibe, the flavors they come up with, they're focused on health and wellness, mm-hmm. not sugar and candy, and I am a big fan of that. Yeah, seeing all the homies for the last time for the summer.
I can't say hizzy, but you can say homies.
I didn't say you can't say hizzy. I gave you the look. You can give me the look. Homies is not a word that comes out of my mouth very often.
It's a one-off. One of my other favorites was I did bingo cards. I make bingo cards from a website online. It's called freebingocards.com. Not yet sponsored by. Wink, wink. It's super easy. You select the template that you want, and then you, Manny, stop barking. And then you put in the options that you want, and it auto generates different versions. Manny, stop barking at Devere.
Well, Devere needs to walk away so we can finish our recording.
Devere, go sit down.
Can't do anything.
No, we can't. This is my house of chaos. So I laminate them, the bingo cards, and I hand them out to our volunteers. And it's things like animal-shaped cloud or
Grateful Dead cover song.
Yep.
Which you can cross a whole bingo card off with that.
Or somebody says yeehaw or happy birthday, which all those things happen.
Somebody's wearing a tutu.
Somebody riding around on a bike. It was really fun. And I had dum-dum suckers as prizes. So that was a... I brought that back. I hadn't done that in a few years. I used to do it for every festival a few years ago. So that was cool.
Yeah, for Boogie Down, that was like just the perfect activity to keep everybody, you know, mm-hmm. having fun since it was the last one of the year.
And yeah, and we had the most volunteers for any event, which was really, really cool. It's nice that when we have a healthy amount of volunteers, it makes the event just breeze
Make
by and everybody has
for
fun
you to relax.
Yeah, nobody gets stressed out, which is really cool.
She got to take naps.
I did take naps on Thursday and Friday, mm-hmm. brief ones, which was very nice.
Yeah I napped the first day.
You did
Wednesday, but like all I did was drive that day,
right?
But I got a lot of really good sleep. It wasn't cold. That was my number one thing, because mm-hmm. she hates a cold anything. Hate cold.
She's drinking a hot beverage, and it's 80 degrees out here, so. Oh, it's 85, actually.
Yeah, I'm still not.
I'm sweating, drinking my iced
beverage. I'm guessing it's I'm not feeling super great kind of thing. I just have kind of felt like, meh, today.
Yeah, we never experienced the, like, post-festival glow. It's more of a post-festival,
in every way. My social battery is negative.
Yeah.
And I didn't like, I don't socialize a ton, you know, it's just like, I guess even going through a crowd and just like smiling and saying hi to people is really exhausting for me. the bare minimum of human kindness.
Yes, and interaction.
Really tiring. It's really
hard. I feel that though. My whole drive home on Sunday, yesterday evening was just 2 hours of disassociation while Devere slept in the back seat. But
he didn't end up going home with Alex.
No, he rode home with me.
Nice. Figured. Yeah. I can just see that conversation going down in my head.
Well, I tell him, I say, if you're not going to help, you can't hang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to hang back, then you have to help me with stuff, which he does.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was good. The season's over. The Driftless Music Gardens event season for 2025 is wrapped.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you to everybody who has helped out in any way, from volunteering to sharing a post on social media. Every single little bit and click helps us grow each year. And we don't stop. We have meetings every week, and we're already getting into next year and planning and improving and finding ways to get better. So it's a machine that will never stop running.
But at least now our focus for the podcast can be more on other things going on in our lives.
Yeah.
Now that that season's over, we can talk about more things. Like, I am finally ready to share some big news, which luckily we have this recording out because you wouldn't have found out probably.
Yay!
I am going to become a sober life coach.
Da, da, da.
Not that none of you saw that coming. But I'm finally, I've talked about it a little. I've gotten used to the idea of talking about it to tell people. And my only apprehension originally with not sharing it was I have a fear of, I always get the job done. I don't start things and not finish them. I'm definitely a closer. But how long I remain doing that thing afterwards is, you know, that's something I'll never know until I do it. So I just didn't want to come off as somebody who just does a bunch of things and never follows through or finishes. I always finish and I always try it. And I think that we need to normalize as a society, not looking at things as failure. I know we talked about this when we were at Lacey's Cafe.
Sure did.
We're not looking at them as failures. You're trying something and you're figuring it out. And you can do that up until the day you die. You don't have to, like, because I'm 42, have to have things figured out or know what you want to be when you grow up. But I feel like I have been really, really trying to find what my purpose is and what my ultimate life calling is, and I really think this is it. I've had this on my 5-year plan. This isn't something that's brand new or just popped in my head. I've thought it out and I've really wanted to do it. And I think that everything I've done up until this point with the other things that I've learned and all kind of accumulate to get me to this point. And it's all valuable stuff I've been able to learn along the way. So I'm really excited. I haven't enrolled in the large course that I'm going to be taking for the holistic life coaching portion. For those who don't know anything about this, life coaching, I know it sounds absolutely ridiculous. I thought so too for a long time. But
it's an HGTV career if I ever heard one.
It's a necessary step in order for awesome. You to be able to help people in an official capacity. You have to, if you want to be legit at this or make something of it, you have to get like a life coaching certification from a highly accredited organization. In order to do this right. And I do 100% plan on doing that. I haven't enrolled in the coach or in the program yet because it's really expensive. So I'm working on that. But I did enroll today in a sobriety recovery coach program. So that is something that would have had to have been done additionally regardless. So I'm just kind of starting a little bit backwards and doing that, and then I'll do the other one, and then I'll, you know, keep building on to this. And who knows, maybe someday I will take it even further and want to do it in a clinical way. You know, I never want to stop learning. I like learning a lot. So that's my news.
Yay! We're all very excited for you.
I'm excited about it too.
I think it's going to be really cool. It's going to fit very, very well.
How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel great.
See, I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Good stuff. Speaking of feelings, I have a good like parenting story to share.
Great.
When we got home yesterday, Devere and I, he slept the whole car ride home. And then when we got home, he woke up and all of a sudden wasn't at DMG anymore. And I watched him go through like a pretty significant serotonin drop. He like woke up and was sleepy and disoriented and then realized he was home and then realized he was tired, but didn't want to go to bed because then that means the day would be over. But he knew that it was over and was really sad. It was like one of those things. And I know a lot of us out there have felt this before where like you're tired and you're exhausted from yelling at your barking dog to the point where you just like, you just can't anymore. All you can do is cry. That's left. That's usually how I have my little mentee bees is like, there's nothing left to do, but just cry and let it out. And then you feel great afterwards. So normalize allowing your kids to have a safe space to do that. Because we sort of started arguing, he needed to take a shower. You have to take a shower or a bath. after our festival, but it was late. So I was like, let's do a shower so it'll be quicker. He wanted to soak in a bathtub. We argued about it. It very easily could have flipped and snapped into a screaming match where he's screaming and crying at me. Instead, I stayed calm. I said, I don't want to fight. You need to take a quicker shower because you are tired and you need to go to bed. And he still started crying, but he said, okay. And we started the shower and let the water go on him.
And wash then he, away my sins.
Yeah. And then he kept crying. And I was like, honey, it's okay to cry in the shower. It actually feels really good if you want
to
just have a moment.
Welcome to adulthood.
Right. So I closed the curtain and he kind of let it out a little bit more. But then it wasn't quite enough. And so he started getting a little hyperventilating. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I don't have a pillow. And I'm like, you don't need a pillow, honey. It's okay if you want
to
scream.
He wants to scream in his pillow. Yeah, he told me that's his tool.
Yep, that's a tool that I taught my kid when he's feeling really overwhelmed by frustration and anger. He screams into a pillow and it helps a lot. He uses it often. And he was in the shower and I said, it's okay if you want to scream in the shower. It's a safe space. So I closed the curtain again. He screamed really loud and Alex heard it and went to, hey, what's going on? And I was like, it's okay. I said down the stairs, I got this. It's all good. Don't worry about it. And after he was done screaming, the crying slowly subsided. And then he was just soaking in the warm water, and I asked if that made him feel better, and he was back to perky, like, yeah, I feel great. That really helped. Thanks.
Parents, share your how you deal with your kids' kid, period. How stories
parents,
with me.
How?
That's one thing I need to know. I have been around Devere a lot more in the last week than I usually am.
True.
And I myself have been through all of these emotions that go along with that.
You two have connected
being around
on
with a
deeper
kid.
Level lately.
We have. And yeah. It's also that goes along with that connecting is also that, like, I think the bottom line with me and Devere is we are so similar. We're both double Leo only children with I want all the attention. I want everybody to listen to me. The control is mine attitude. Mm-hmm. But neither of him or I want to listen to the other person at all.
It's hilariously frustrating to watch.
It is in all capacity because, you know, it's like you love the guy,
yeah.
But it's like, that's why I was going to say I was so surprised he had a hard time with realizing he wasn't there, because all he did the entire time he was there was complain about how bored he was the whole time we were there. So I couldn't tell that he actually liked being there.
Yeah.
So I was surprised that he was bummed to be home, because I'm like, he didn't like being there. So parents, what do you do to keep them entertained and to just like, is it just a thing? Is it just a common kid thing where they're just like bored about everything, even when they have the whole world right in front of them?
Yeah.
What is that? I don't know.
I think it's a generational thing for sure because of technology. Obviously, he wanted to be on his tablet as much as possible.
He's an indoor cat.
Yeah, he is an indoor cat.
He wanted to be in the dark, cold, air-conditioned bus on his tablet. Like,
yeah.
Which I get as a person who's really introverted, because that's my happy space too, is mm-hmm. where I'm alone by myself watching like Netflix or something like
yeah.
that. But I mean, I feel like us being the kids we were when we were growing up, we had forts and we were outside
yep.
and we were feral. So being at a place like DMG would be the ultimate magical playground for a kid.
Right.
But they just don't seem to care as
it's,
much.
Well, it's tough because I don't let him roam around unsupervised. He would have a blast if I just let him walk around with his skull and his raven and whatever costume piece on and just like go talk and mingle with people, because that's what he wants to do. But that's against the rules and we lead by example. So he has to stay with us. But he loves tagging along with me. That was really special for both of us. But yeah.
That was also really special for me when he went with you. But then I'd get bored because I'd be like, there's nobody here to be entertained by or have yelling at
me
something or other.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the closest thing I've had to being around a my own, or like a child for a really, really long period of time.
Right. And that's interesting.
I don't know how you guys do it.
We just do.
Maybe if it's your own kid, it's a little.
It's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure if other kids were like cranky at you for breathing wrong, mm-hmm. you would be like, fuck off.
I also, so I know oftentimes when Devere says something unpleasant or rude, Karin will react with a face. And I don't give him the pleasure of reacting when he says something mean. It's the same way that
I
react.
I've tried it both ways.
Yeah, it's the same way that I react when he's having a meltdown and he says mean stuff and he screams and he stomps upstairs. He, you know, his turnaround time is so quick. He comes right back down and apologizes. So I don't feed it anymore.
Yeah.
Then he's feeding it. But parenting.
I just sit here
crazy.
Like, the fucking audacity
right.
of you to say that thing to your parent. Mm-hmm. It scares me a little.
Yeah.
Not him. I'm just saying, in fact, that kids do it at all. And
oh,
I'm sure
yeah.
we did it too. You know, I just don't remember because I was a kid. But I remember people being like, you can't talk to your mom like that. And I'm just
I've blocked out all bad things I've done ever
in my whole life. And I just
clean slate.
Yeah. So that my looks, I'm just like, kid, how can you?
Oh,
but I've gone both ways. I purposefully won't even look at him when I feel his, like, I can feel his energy of I'm here now and I want the attention.
Mm-hmm. When he's in pest mode.
And I just don't want anything to do with it. I won't even look at him.
Gets that crazy look in his
eyes. Wait until he just stops. But then I've also done it where it's like, hey, stop it.
Yeah.
You are
out of line.
Mean. You're a mean little thing. But that's not the only kid I've ever seen like that. So I know it's a kid thing. And then that.
Yeah.
That, the meowing.
The meowing.
The big old fuck you. He's adopted.
Nevermore.
Yep. All weekend long.
All right. Let's move on from that. What else is happening soon?
So we were thinking about doing this Gilmore Girls cookie decorating.
Oh, yeah.
Thing, but that's like next week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great.
I don't know if I can afford that.
If you would like to sponsor Opes and Dreams podcast.
A whole episode.
A whole episode going to this Gilmore Girls cookie decorating class in Verona. It's $65
per
a piece.
Person.
So we need $130 from you, our listeners and our
Whoever
watchers.
Loves us the most.
Winner gets a sticker.
Or sent a Gilmore Girls cookie that we make.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I'll like vacuum seal it.
Yeah.
And we can mail it.
But we are anticipating quality content
mm-hmm.
From said Gilmore Girls cookie. It'll be a bonus content on our socials if this goes down, if we decide to do it. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
These mics clip on.
You know.
Wink, wink.
So anyway.
Oh my goodness. Nice.
Yeah, I feel like my brain's just kind of mush. I went back to work today and.
Yeah. Same.
Not good. Tired.
It is tiring. Life.
Yeah. It is.
Well, it's not tiring. The Energizer Bunny.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Oh.
Toddlers.
This weekend.
Meth addicts.
Meth addicts are not tiring. Or tired.
Or tired.
I think I met a few recently.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably.
Possibly.
It's very likely.
This weekend, yeah. I have Willie Street Fair coming up. Which is a big event in Madison.
Wow, that's okay. Didn't realize
that I have to work at this weekend. So
keep Willie weird. That's what we say.
I've got a weird couple. I don't have any breaks. I have full go mode from this weekend until like the end of October.
Same.
I'm just now realizing that, and mm-hmm. I don't like any bit of it.
I thought that I had a weekend off. My sister, hi Brittany. Texted confirming or asking about this weekend, and I didn't put this weekend in my calendar, but they're doing a Bike the Barns event on Sunday. So when this comes out, it'll have happened already. I remember us talking about doing Bike the Barns and saying, yeah, that sounds cool. Let's do that. And then I don't think we talked about it again. But the whole crew is coming down Thursday night, staying with us.
Where's it at?
I don't know. Oh. Somewhere around here.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So that's, I have that. And then the weekend after, we have Uncle Steve and Aunt Nadia staying with us Friday with a Brewer game on Sunday. I also have state boards. No, state boards is October. I don't have that this month because it's a festival month. And then I'm going to go see Garbage at the Sylvie. Hmm. That'll be fun. I've never seen them. It'll be a thing to do.
They're from right here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Sort of. The guy that ran the studio was like, I'm going to start a band. And they started a band, but then they never played any Madison venues. They just went straight to the top, but didn't like, you know, they never played Ken's or the High Noon or the Majestic. You know, they never played those. They just, now they just come and play Breeze and the Sylvie. My cousin Michelle gave me the tickets and I'm excited. Her daughter Lena dances for Canopy Dance on State Street in Madison. It's a ballet company and they're doing a really, really fun show in October. We're going to go to it still on Saturday in October. It's the first weekend of October. If you're into ballet and you're into like crossover music, it's like a rock show with ballet and they've got really elaborate costumes. It's really fun. I don't love ballet, but I like going to these themed shows that they do at the Overture Center. Devere loves going to it. We went to their like winter one a few years ago and he was just mesmerized by it. The costumes and the decor is really cool. So,
We decided this weekend that Devere is 9,000% going to be a theater kid.
Oh, for sure.
Already is. Yep. I mean, the kid walks around with a skull like freaking Hamlet.
And his Harry Potter cape and his wand. He was in character all the way through Sunday, even. He had my antlers on and his foxtail. Yeah. Yeah. So, theater kid all the way. We're excited about it. Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
So yeah, that's going to be a cool thing. I really like going to Lena's dances. She's also a student at the University of Madison studying neuroscience. So not only is she a brilliant dancer, she is a brilliant brain studying brain.
Love that.
Good. It's very cool. It's fun seeing what the younger cousins are growing up to be into adulthood. My family is a constant rotation of people. As soon as a generation of people are grown up, there's a next generation that has been born.
Thankfully, ours is pretty much ended with me.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest of the cousins. Mm. One cousin had kids and they're grown now. And I think that's it. That's it. They're all grown. They live down in Florida.
Mm. Right on.
But then there's like second cousins that have kids. So like that side of the family is ongoing. But my immediate side is Bloodline ended with me.
Did you ever watch that show Bloodline?
No.
I tried. I think it kind of sucked, but I remember it being talked about well. People liked it. My mom liked it. I just couldn't get into it. It was kind of dark and I like dark stuff.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I watched last night. Oh, no, nothing worth even talking about. Really cute Netflix movie, The Wrong Paris or something like that. And it was really cute.
Sounds terrible.
It's adorable.
Ugh.
Stuff I love to just put on when I'm laying on the couch, not thinking. It's adorable.
Adorable. Yes.
Very exciting. Anyway.
Our
last episode was on the shorter side, too. It was only 30 minutes. So it's not like you're missing anything. Clearly, we're just trying to squeeze stuff out.
Yeah, what's going on? What's coming up? What's hip-hopping happening?
We are not on theme on this episode, though. The Opes and Dreams.
Yeah, we are. We started it. The Ope was that we had to re-record this whole episode, and our dream is that we continue getting better every time.
And that we get to go decorate Gilmore Girls cookies.
Yes! I am excited for fall. I checked the weather this week, and I was like, really? 80s every day. It's gonna be hot. That's fine. Our tree is already changing and I'm fine with drinking, you know, instead of hot apple cider and chai tea, it's iced and it's still delicious.
hot.
Iced.
Because it's time.
It's time, but it's still girlies. Hot. I would like to know what our listeners put in their s'mores. And if you have never been creative with your s'mores, let me blow your mind real quick. Here's what you do is you make Rice Krispie treats, but you make the Rice Krispie treats out of Golden Grahams. Yeah. And then you add chocolate chips into it. And then you stick that on a pokey stick and toast it over the fire. And it's the Golden Grahams, the marshmallow, and
but
the chocolate.
But that's not a s'more.
Yeah, but it's...
A s'more is a sandwich.
I know, but it's a s'more that's less messy.
Rice Krispie treat heated up.
You can also do, like, we've done Captain Crunch, and that was really good. Or you can do, like, Cocoa Krispies instead of regular Rice Krispies. Try it. You won't regret it. It's really good.
I'm sure it's delicious.
Fall snacks.
I don't know if we could call that a s'more, though.
Sure you can.
It's not a sandwich. A s'more is a thing, a thing, a thing, and a thing. So that's like another like offshoot of like a camping snack or camp delicious camping dessert.
It's an offshoot of s'mores.
Sure. S'more is daddy. Don't mess with s'more.
Don't mess with daddy.
S'more daddy. If you want to be our s'more daddy, you can support us at opesanddreams.com/. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how you support us. buymeacoffee.com/opesanddreamspodcast.
But remember, we don't have to do that because it's on the tail end.
You're right. But it's... I meant for our cookie decorating.
And our studio.
We're going downhill
and
here.
Our studio fund.
Quick. I will tell you, though, that our last recording that you don't get to hear was way better than this one.
It was.
So much
That's why I was really sad about it.
It's a real bummer.
But on we go to other episodes. And beyond.
And we do have a guest that we're getting lined up. We haven't
had a
guest this season
That's
yet.
That's exciting.
So we're getting that figured out. We're going to have a special guest all the way from Duluth, Minnesota.
Yay!
Special guesses, anybody? Go ahead and leave a guess in the comments if you want to know who is coming on our podcast
Who's
from Duluth, Minnesota.
Who's it going to be?
It could be anyone.
Who's it going to be?
Anyone at all. Except you and you and you, maybe you and you.
God, it's terrible.
It is.
All right, let's end this torture.
Thanks for hanging in there, everybody.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Opes and Dreams podcast is recorded, edited, and produced by Karen Wall and Kylie Parsons. Music provided by the People Brothers Band. Donate to Opes and Dreams at www.buymeacoffee.com/opesanddreamspodcast.